You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are going to get to our guest in just a moment. But first, it is time for our break into spring text to win statewide contest. It is your chance this hour to either pick up a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 in cash. Every entry will get you into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo with a mattress, sheets, and much, much more. So here we go. This is the word you want to text in via the Civic Media app. Only. This is the only way you're going to be in the drawing. Here is the word you want to text. It's very complicated. It's bed. B-E-D. Bed.
Sir. What? It's the drumming and the 90s.
The word is bed. Yeah. Text in the word bed, B-E-D, via the Civic Media app only. And you are in the running. For this hour, we're playing for a Chula Vista getaway.
Nice.
Which would be really, really nice. So you have until high noon to text in that word. Your next chance will be in the 1 o'clock hour with Todd Alba, and then in the 4 o'clock hour with Dom Salvia. Text the word BED, B-E-D, right now via the Civic Media app. It is all part of our Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Okay, let's got that business out of the way. Delighted to be welcoming. She is a board member for Wisconsin Ukrainians. Karina Tweedell is on with us. Good morning, Karina. Thanks so much for being here.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Karina, tell us a little bit about the organization that you're with and its founding and how it got started and all of that, if you would please. Give us a little background.
Absolutely. Yeah. So when the full-scale invasion of Ukraine started, a lot of us felt very passionate about trying to do anything that we can to try and resist and support our relatives and friends in Ukraine. And it was difficult to find an organization that was local where we could donate. And there were quite a few community members that gathered together and formed Wisconsin Ukrainians, and I'm so proud to be a part of it. We work directly with volunteers on the front lines who are able to pass along the medical supplies and other humanitarian aid that we're able to raise money for and ship directly to Ukraine.
I cannot imagine the level of frustration that you and other members of your organization must be feeling right now with the switch that has happened with the second Trump administration and its attitude towards Ukraine. And at least for me, I find it especially disturbing when I see our elected officials coming out and essentially repeating talking points from the Kremlin. They are repeating talking points from Vladimir Putin and trying to place Ukraine as the aggressor in all of this when it is Russia that essentially went into Ukraine.
That's right. It has felt really like a whiplash and a big betrayal. I am so glad that you are mentioning that and saying so plainly that this is Russia's war against Ukraine, that Ukraine was invaded. And with the conversations that are happening right now, with the narrative that we're hearing increasingly, it does seem like this is from Russia's playbook, which is just so surreal and extremely disheartening, also frightening, because this is not just some kind of political discourse we're having just about, you know, something that doesn't make an impact. These are people's lives that we're talking about, thousands and thousands of civilians, that millions really, who are pawns right now in this situation, where I hope that our officials are simply uninformed. I don't want to imply anything with intent, but it has been really difficult to see that Russia's rhetoric, the narratives that are clearly Russian propaganda, have been spewed willy-nilly as if it's the reality, where indeed Ukraine has been invaded by Russia. And I really don't want for anybody to forget what has been going on when the full-scale invasion just started, where we saw Bucha, where, and it's still happening just hours after the latest talks, well, not the very latest, but the ceasefire.
Yeah.
Agreement with the infrastructure deal, Russia completely disregarded that.
Yeah.
And there were so many attacks on Ukrainian civilian facilities, hospitals, and energy facility right after they said that they wouldn't do that. But most importantly, I just want to remind our listeners about all of the atrocities that Russia created with the tortures and abductions of children. Thousands of children have been abducted from Ukraine. And of course, with the deaths of civilians, what we saw with the visceral images from Bucha and Irpin, this is happening. This continues happening.
It's amazing to me that anyone would take Vladimir Putin at his word. Vladimir Putin is not a trusted source. This is not an honest, trustworthy man. He's just not. So I can't imagine what it's like for you to hear Vladimir Putin said this, and they're not, you know, we have this agreement and it's all going to be fine. And the next day he goes and breaks it anyway.
Yeah.
This is pretty much par for the course when you are dealing with Vladimir Putin.
Exactly. With very conservative estimates, recently President Zelensky mentioned that there were 25 cases of Vladimir Putin breaking ceasefire agreements since the military actions started since 2014. And this is a vague estimate. Of course, there are so many more cases, not just related to Ukraine. I think that's another thing that gets lost in this really upside down narrative, that this is not just about Ukraine. Russia has been exercising imperialistic intent towards other nations for quite a while. Yeah. This is something that's a part of how the current regime functions. And this is not just some kind of quarrel or a conflict, I'm putting in quotes for our listeners on the radio, between Ukraine and Russia. Russia invaded Ukraine. Ukraine is defending itself right now. Ukrainians are fighting for their survival now.
Well, and that's the thing that I have been saying that just escapes me, especially, you know, the MO of America is freedom. That's the thing we talk about all the time. Specifically with this administration, they talk about the star-spangling freedom of all freedoms that's freedoming, and they just can't stop talking about freedom. And to me, Ukraine is a country doing exactly what we did hundreds of years ago to defend ourselves against an aggressor. We fought for our freedom. That is what Ukraine is doing. And to even broach the topic that Russia should be given sympathy, or at the very least, well, we don't know all the information and we don't know what Zelensky is doing. Zelensky is fighting for his people. And that's the American way too. And to see it any other way is it's shameful, is what I think it is.
Thank you for bringing that up. I think it is an important point that this is about values here too. What do we stand for? Mm-hmm. And I would like to remind our listeners that way back in 1994, which, while it seems a while ago, I want to think that I live in a country that keeps its promises. The United States was a part of the three nations that assured Ukraine that if Ukraine gives up its nuclear weapons,
yes,
to Russia, that Russia, United Kingdom, and the United States would protect Ukraine against anybody who encroaches on U.S. sovereignty. So right now, to act as if United States has nothing to do with securing Ukraine's lasting peace is just really preposterous and feels like such a betrayal. But absolutely, what Ukraine is doing right now, fighting for its survival, is also standing for democracy and global peace. Mm-hmm. I think Ukraine's defending itself and standing against the tyranny, standing against Russia just trying to change the world map however Putin wants, is the epitome of what America that I naturalized into stands
right.
for.
Yeah.
This
right.
is about American values, what Ukraine is doing right now.
We used to be the defenders of democracy around yeah. the world, and we used to be the place that was encouraging democracies around the world.
Yeah.
And apparently, that's not our responsibility anymore. I want to talk Karina. Karina Tweedell is our guest, by the way. She's a board member of Wisconsin Ukrainians. And I want to talk more about the children that were abducted by the Russians. And we did have a program in place, at least under the Biden administration, that was trying to find these kids and reunite them with their parents. I believe the Trump administration has now done away with that. So we have just kind of given up. We've just kind of given up on these kids, and now they're going to be raised as Russians.
And it's something that's very emotional to me. It's honestly difficult to talk about it, but DOGE has recently defunded the Yale institution that has kept track of those abducted Ukrainian children. And a lot of Ukrainian NGOs, national government organizations, were using their data in order to find those kids and return them, reunite them with their families. So it's extremely distressing. And we're talking about over 19,000 kids and most likely more, but these are the official figures that we have.
Well, and I think this also plays into the whole, the desire of Russia to erase Ukraine and erase Ukrainian identity. This is one way to do that. We take their children and we tell them they're Russian and you are, you know, and it's just another way to disappear Ukraine and Ukrainians. We're going to continue our conversation with Karina Tweedell, a board member of Wisconsin Ukrainians. Please stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. A swing man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calviente on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. This is the hour for our break into spring text to win statewide contest using the Civic Media app. Only text the word right now, bed, B-E-D. Text the word bed, and you are in the running for an overnight stay at a getaway at Chula Vista. Every entry gets you into our grand prize drawing, a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo with a mattress, sheets, and more. The word this hour, you can text it in until noon. The word this hour is bed, B-E-D. Again, you can only enter using the Civic Media app. So if you don't have it yet, go to your app store. It's completely free, absolutely free, as Greg likes to say.
I'm hilarious.
And download it right now so you can take part. We're going to continue our conversation with Karina Twidell. She's a board member of Wisconsin Ukrainians. Wisconsin Ukrainians founded in 2022, supporting Ukrainian defenders by providing medical supplies, tactical gear, thermalware, generators, food supplies, and much, much more so far. This organization has already allocated over $665,000, which is not a small amount of money. Karina Twidell, continuing our conversation. Karina, there has been some criticisms, I guess, before Volodymyr Zelensky was elected president as far as whether or not the government of Ukraine was on the up and up. And it's my understanding that Zelensky was elected in order to take some of that on and kind of make it a better, cleaner kind of government. Is that accurate or am I wrong?
No, I think, even just you speaking about the changes that have been going on within the Ukrainian government is a testament to Ukraine's people speaking up and wanting change and wanting government where they're able to prosper and express themselves. I think that's a good sign that while it's not pleasant to live through different changes, I think that really shows how Ukraine is just becoming more and more democratic. And sometimes you might hear some Russian propaganda about the blatant corruption that's happening, which Ukraine has done so much work to make sure that especially the monies that have been coming for support of Ukrainian defenders, the America's contributions have been very heavily kind of like investigated just to make sure that things go where they're supposed to go. So I think the political situation within Ukraine is just getting better and better. And it's really encouraging to see how the people feel like their voice does matter based on their actions. And I think it's something that we should remember as well here in America. It's so easy to get discouraged right now. And part of what our organization does is bring people together. And we're welcoming of anybody. You don't have to be Ukrainian to participate in our events. Once again, Wisconsin Ukrainians Inc. is the name of our organization. And I feel like anybody who believes in freedom and justice is absolutely welcome to join our roles. And something that we do is empower people to know that their voice has a difference in policy, that we are not going to just stand by and see our world crush. We encourage everybody to reach out to their elected officials. And we even train, if somebody has never done that, I or lots of members of our organization would be willing to help them to reach out to their congresspeople and share that what our administration is doing does not represent all Americans, and that we stand for justice, we stand for democracy and freedom all over the world.
What kinds of things are you hearing from people in Wisconsin, Karina? I'm curious.
Were you asking about Ukrainians or
general population of Wisconsin? What kind of reception have you gotten from Wisconsinites?
Oh, sure. You know, we've been really fortunate to hear so many encouraging words, especially after the extremely difficult interview between President Zelensky and President Trump. Mm-hmm. We've received so many words of support saying that, you know, that particular interview does not represent what Americans feel. And it's been great to hear words of support. I just want to encourage our listeners to not only speak on their social media outlets, but also reach out to their elected officials. But I'm extremely grateful. And I know all of our community members from Ukraine are just beyond grateful for hearing this overwhelming support that we've received after, especially some instances where it seems that our administration, U.S. administration, has not been acting in Ukraine's or really U.S. interests.
Yeah, the meeting between the presidents and the vice president was one where I wanted to, like, I'm glad you're hearing that, because for me, I know that I don't have a line to President Zelensky, but I just want to be like, I'm sorry, that's not us. We believe in you and what you are fighting for with your people. So thank you so much for being here today, Karina.
Well, Karina, we're going to put your organization's website link in our show notes after the show is over. Other than financial support, what can folks do if they want to get involved real quickly?
You're welcome to go on our website. We have a lot of events where we are trying to spread Ukrainian culture. As you mentioned earlier, there's an attack on Ukrainian culture right now. Ukrainian people are trying to be eradicated by Russia. So by being interested in Ukrainian culture, this is definitely a way to resist. And feel free to look us up at Wisconsin Ukrainians, Inc. And we are happy to have anybody at our events. We just had an egg decorating event happen just this past weekend. So everybody's welcome to join.
Karina Tweedell is a board member with Wisconsin Ukrainians. Again, we will get that link in our show notes. Karina, thank you so very much.
Thank you so
for
much.
Your time. Really appreciate it. News is coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You still have time. For our break into spring text to win statewide contest, your chance to pick up great prizes in the hours that we play, 7, 11, 1, and 4, either a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, good seats, we've been there.
Oh yeah.
Nice seats.
They're comfy.
They are comfy. Or $100 in cash, and every entry gets you into the grand prize drawing, a brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo, with a mattress and sheets and much, much more. The word this hour, again, you do have to use the Civic Media app. Text the word BED, B-E-D. BED is this hour's word, and this hour we are playing for that getaway at Chula Vista. So text the word BED, B-E-D, before noon today, and you will be in the running your next chance with the wonderful Todd Alba from noon to 2 p.m., so I hope you can take part in that. This is the portion of the program that we like to call Audio Sorbet.
Oh, cherub angels all
we
around.
We do try to lighten things up a little bit, and I wanted to share, we got the nicest email from Todd last week.
Yeah.
Just saying how much he enjoys Audio Sorbet. Gives us all a chance to take a breath. We know there's a lot of really important, frightening, disturbing things going on, and we do spend a lot of time on this show talking about those things, but we've all discussed this and agreed we all need a chance to take a breath, maybe get a couple laughs. It's good for you.
Yes, and there have been some people who have said, we need to talk about the stuff. We do. Every day we talk about it. For anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes a day. And I don't mean to sound like a jerk here, but it's your show, Jane. And if we're gonna keep it, and you want to keep it light in the last half hour, we got to laugh. Because however long he's in office, however long this goes on, you will laugh. You will laugh with friends. You will laugh with family. You will laugh.
I hope so.
So let's laugh together. Keep our eyes on the prize.
Yes.
Voting next Tuesday.
Yes.
And let's laugh a little for now.
So we wanted to talk about travel hacks.
Yeah.
What is your travel hack? I just got back from a couple of days out of town seeing a friend in Texas. And by the way, I hope everybody has a friend like I have in Texas. We don't get to see each other very often. And it is like I saw her yesterday. Every time we get together, we might not see each other for 3 years. And yet every time we see each other, it's like no time has passed. I hope you all have a friend like I do. It's really a wonderful gift. But what is your travel hack? 855-752-4842. What is your travel hack?
Okay.
I have two.
Okay.
First of all, use the coat check at Mitchell International Airport.
Which I know right now some people are saying, what coat check at Mitchell International Airport?
There is a coat check at Mitchell International Airport. When I got there on last Thursday and I went up to the information booth, Nicola, lovely woman. We had a long chat. She's hilarious. It's in the Summerfest store.
Okay.
So if you're going somewhere warm like I was going to Texas and I didn't want to take my big winter coat along with me. You can check it for $2 a day.
That is by far probably the cheapest thing in Mitchell.
It's great.
Airport.
Yes, it actually is.
I mean, I don't think there is anything.
I don't think you can get gum for less than $2
at
an airport.
Yeah, I was going to say, I paid $5 for a travel size thing of sanitizer.
Oh, yeah.
It's $5.
No, this is it's great. It's a great deal. And it's just so handy. So. Okay. That's one travel hack. I don't know if other airports have this. If they don't, they should.
Yeah.
But the coat check at Mitchell International Airport, it's at Summerfest.
Yep.
$2 a day, completely worth it. The other travel hack my friend shared with me that I was visiting with, for ladies in particular and guys too, if you have...
Ladies.
You like to wear aftershave or, you want to smell nice.
Yeah.
If you want to get around the whole liquid problem and bringing a full bottle of perfume... You can take a little container of Vaseline and spray your favorite smell in there and mix it up. And then you just dab a little Vaseline on that will have your favorite scent.
I just think that like for guys who spray it on their necks, they'll be like, hey, Todd, why is your neck so shiny?
Well, I'm not saying slather Vaseline on yourself. It's a little dabble do. A little dabble do.
That sounds like a marketing line.
It was a marketing line.
It was?
Yes, it was. Okay. 855-752-4842. What is your travel hack? God. What's your travel secret? What's something you've discovered that just, it might seem like a small thing, but it's like, that was great. This worked out so well.
I mean, for me, my travel, I mean, I think for me, my travel hack, one basic, and it's not free, but it is kind of a hack, is that if you know you fly once a year or twice a year, I would severely, severely suggest you enroll in TSA PreCheck.
Yes.
It is $75 for 5 years. It's very easy to enroll in. You do have to go to a location and kind of like sign some paperwork, but you skip the line.
You don't have to take your shoes off.
You don't have to take your shoes off. Which just says to me, we don't have to take them off in the first place, but that's beside the point.
Right.
But I think that if you travel once or twice a year, $75 for 5 years, that is definitely worth it. And we have something called Clear, which actually gets you through all lines.
Ooh.
So it pushes you right to the front of even if there's a TSA pre-check line, it pushes you past that.
Look at you.
It's expensive and I forgot to cancel it last year, so I'm just going to enjoy it. But I think the TSA pre-check is great. And I would also say I got to think some more, cuz my other travel hacks are like packing.
But that's a great travel hack. Yeah. Eric from Tosa just texted in, rolling clothes versus flat folding.
Yes.
Extra one-third of space. You save on luggage fees. Yes, roll your stuff.
Especially now that Southwest is doing away with their two free bags.
Bags, yes.
So if you want to pack less, because, you know, Southwest is about to suck out loud. But it's, for me, it's rolling up or balling up T-shirts, or you can place T-shirts on top of each other and make like a bigger, like, but I like the rolling.
The rolling is, and it saves you so much room.
Yeah, yep.
It does. Sue from Franklin, I agree 100%. It is so worth it, talking about the coat check. yeah. at Mitchell. We went to the airport right by the information desk. No appointment required. Yep, the coat check at Mitchell is in the Summerfest store.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. $2 a day. Tyler from Columbia County listening in Madison on WMDX. I have TSA PreCheck. It's called Amtrak. I save money and enjoy the journey. That's great.
I mean, that's
if you've got the time. That's the thing with Amtrak.
And trains are not cheap if you're going far. Like, if you're going to Chicago, that's absolutely fine. If you're going to, I mean, I really want to take the Borealis train to Minneapolis this year. I think that'd be very fun. But, I mean, Milwaukee, if you're like, I'm going to Los Angeles via train, you can't do that just sitting. You have to get a room, and the rooms are expensive. I get what he's saying.
Yeah.
Unless someone wants to buy me, or Amtrak, you want to sponsor me. I'll talk great about Amtrak.
Matt and Air on Air, always open to sponsorships.
Exactly.
Terry from Cross Plains, Global Entry and TSA PreCheck, $120. Many credit cards reimburse the fee. Plus, if you have a United card, you don't have to pay for bags. Same with a Delta credit card. If you travel overseas, Global Entry is the way to go.
Yeah,
it is fantastic. My husband and I use it all the time. And that will, if you've ever flown into Chicago from overseas, mm-hmm. you fly into O'Hare,
yeah.
and you finally get from your gate down into a passport check, and there's 400 people in line.
Yeah.
If you have Global Entry, you go over to a machine, and it's zip, zip, and boom, you're through. It's fantastic.
I have a thing on my phone right now that I didn't really learn how to use well. My wife works for a Canadian bank.
Okay.
And she goes to Canada a lot.
Canada.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And she has an app called Arrive Canada, and it allows you to do all like the paperwork before you.
Oh, nice.
And then the other app she has is CBP MPC. It is also, I believe, for going to Canada. It allows you to just skip the lines. It allows you to just get in and get through. I am not smart enough to work this thing. Every time I tried to do it, it didn't work. But luckily, the lines were not that long. But any app that is sponsored by the government that helps you travel, look into it.
Look into it. And again, if you only travel once a year, once every 5 years, it might not be worth it for you. But if you do it more than that, certainly it is worth it just for the lessened aggravation, shall we say.
Yes.
Flying now is so much fun.
Oh, I know.
Text from Shelly listening on Madison on WAUK. Put shower caps on your shoes.
What?
So if you stay in a hotel, and sometimes they will give you the soap and the little and this that you can take with you, and there's usually a shower cap in there.
Yeah.
So if you are squishing everything in and you don't want, the bottom of your shoes are dirty. So you just put a little shower cap. Oh, you'll put a little shower cap on your shoes, and then you don't have to worry about them getting the rest of your things in your luggage dirty.
And if you are packing shoes, pack socks and underwear in the shoes.
I do that all the time.
And also, if you don't do the pre-check, I would even say if you're going somewhere colder, unless it's like dangerously cold, I will go in a pair of basketball shorts and flip-flops and a t-shirt. That way, there's no belt to mess with, no watch to mess with. Nothing has, the only thing I have in my hand is my phone, which has my ID and my ticket, because then I can just at least travel, because we all love the recombobulation area.
We do.
But sometimes it's discombobulating to get your stuff and it's really, really frustrating. So yeah, that's what I do too, but not anymore. TSA PreCheck.
What are your travel hacks? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. It makes it easier when you travel. What do? Do you roll as opposed to fold? I like the Vaseline and the perfume idea.
But
I found it interesting too. Everybody, it seems to me, every TSA has different rules.
Yes.
It used to be standard that the same rules applied. When I went through Mitchell mm-hmm. last week, I had to take my shoes off. I put them in a bin. Yeah. They took them out of the bin, and all the shoes went through individually. When I went through Austin, that didn't happen.
I'm trying to think what state I flew back from, and I want to say it's one from the West. Like Colorado or something, or point is, you go to the airport, and at one point, a lady just shouts out, "Don't worry about your shoes or computers. Don't worry about it. We're not doing that today."
Today.
And I'm like, once again, proves my point. We don't have to take our shoes off. We don't have to take our belts off.
But, well, that's still where we are. But anyway, all right, when we return, we're going to wrap it up as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it is the no strain or no gain.
Boo.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, or you would like to share some completely unsolicited praise about the show like Todd did.
I mean, yes,
which
we love
is
to hear.
So nice. Send it in to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Tis Bat coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the vast, statewide, countrywide, global on the app, baby, Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach. Young Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You still have a little under 8 minutes to text in the word BED, B-E-D, using the Civic Media app. Text in the word BED. It is our statewide text to win break into spring contest. Your chance to pick up either a Chula Vista Getaway, Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, or $100 in cash. This hour, that Chula Vista Getaway is up for grabs. Every entry gets you in the running for our grand prize drawing, a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo with a mattress and sheets and all the things. This hour's word is BED, B-E-D. Text in the word BED, and if you don't have it yet, make sure you do download the Civic Media app. It's completely free. Go to your app store, wherever you get your apps, look for Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media, and download the app and text that word in BED, B-E-D, for this hour's chance. Your next shot with Todd from in the 1 o'clock hour, and then Dom Salvia in the 4 o'clock hour. Coming up on the show tomorrow, we got a jam-packed show for you. Ben Wickler is going to be here in the first hour. Corrine Hendrickson, who we have spoken to before about childcare in Wisconsin.
Yes,
we haven't heard a lot about this. This issue has not gone away, and it's not gotten better. And I'm sure if you were a parent or even a grandparent, you know the challenges there are with trying to find childcare.
I feel like, and we spoke to Darren Madison yesterday, who's a rep of Milwaukee in Madison, and we talked about the fact that this is a topic that is on top of mind for the taxpayers of Wisconsin, specifically parents and maybe grandparents as well, and it's not being given the proper attention by the powers that be state house. So
no, it's really not. So Corrine Hendrickson will be joining us after 10:30 to talk about child care in Wisconsin and what, if anything, folks can do. So I hope you will join us for that. Right now, though, it's 11:54. Calvin, that means it's time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Today's Tisbet from the New York Post, bastion of journalistic integrity. Tracy Swartz with the byline. Headline reads, nutritionist recommends eating like a baby to lose weight. Here's how. Puree genius? Nice, huh? If you're looking to shed stubborn pounds, you may go goo goo gaga for this diet plan. A registered dietitian, chef, and nutritionist, Nicolette Pace from Long Island, recommends eating like a baby. Quote, a baby is the key to adult well-being, unquote. It's remarkable that a baby without any life experience can give us a roadmap to live healthy, unquote. I'm sorry, just a quick side note, Nicolette. Babies will eat anything that they find on the floor.
Yeah.
So I don't know that maybe she's giving them a little too much credit.
I think so. I think maybe we're giving the parents credit for what they're eating.
A little too much. So here's her thing. If you want to lose weight, eat like a baby. Some of this I don't disagree with. Eat every 2 to 4 hours.
Yeah.
Because that's part of the problem. People tend to overeat because you're hungry. Mm-hmm. You don't eat breakfast. And you're really, really hungry. And then lunch comes and it's like you eat everything in sight. So it's about having smaller snacks throughout the day to try and fend off that hunger. So, okay, eat every 2 to 4 hours. That's fine. Take your time. Babies typically feed for 15 to 30 minutes.
No, and you didn't see me as a baby.
She suggests taking at least 15 minutes to finish a meal. There's nothing. I think it's nice to linger over, you know, take your time. You want to make sure that you're enjoying it, not just shoving it. Eating quickly makes it harder for your brain to register that you're full.
Yes.
Which can result in overeating. One of the other recommendations to eat like a baby, avoid mindless munching. This is where babies would be all about mindless munching. They would mindless munch a nail if they found
this
it.
This is not how, like, babies aren't mindfully eating in these patterns. They're not like that. They're not in their little baby brain saying, like, you know, I really need to get a. It's been 2 hours since I ate last, and I'm really. Maybe I'm not hungry. Maybe I'm just thirsty. I'll have some water.
And
I mean, these are all very, very smart things that doctors and nutritionalists will tell you if you want to lose weight. But let me stop right there. Talk to your doctor. Talk to a nutritionalist.
Yes.
And find out what the best plan is for you.
Because it's different for everybody.
I better not hear about the baby diet.
Eat like a baby. Nutritionist recommends eating like a baby to lose weight.
So strain peas in a high top chair with food all over my face.
With a bib. Exactly. No, again, it's more about eating more frequently, taking your time when you eat. And have some nutritious snacks throughout the day.
Be sensible. It's always about the two things. You can drink all the potions. You can do whatever you want. It's about a good exercise plan and a good eating plan. That's what every doctor is going to tell you every single time.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
I just want to say it somewhere. Someone out there listening in WFHR. They just typed in the word beg, B-E-G.
Bed.
It's bed, B-E-D. Check your phone if you're listening on WFHR.
You got 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
To text in the word bed. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you, most of all, for calling and for texting and for listening. It really does mean the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Keep it right here. News coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.